Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. The catastrophic accident at the Deepwater Horizon rig in the Gulf of Mexico presents us with the pure consequence of actions taken and untaken. Explanations and responsibilities aside, we are faced with cruel evidence of precautions avoided, short-term economies, and conflicting responsibilities. But what is more evident is the devastating results of decisions made indifferent to the complexity and dangers inherent in exploitation of an environment as challenging as the ocean. In Paris recently, some 800 ocean experts from 80 countries attended the 5th Global Oceans Conference at UNESCO to advance definition and implementation of ocean policy in many areas of interest: scientific research, sustainability systems, ocean and climate, biodiversity protection, governance, and an integrated ocean agenda for the future. Amidst this complicated and detailed discussion came the news of environmental disaster at sea. The content of the conversation there was as critically relevant to that event as the difficult response in the Gulf, as the rescue and cleanup work, the deep water technology and engineering, and the impact on communities and individuals by the pollution that affects their beaches, marshes, homes, livelihoods, and futures. The situation is fraught with pain and irony. There is the memory of Hurricane Katrina that attacked that same shore. There is the memory of the Exxon Valdez, heretofore the most destructive oil-related environmental event in our history. The remnants of both phenomena are still with us, in the Alaskan habitat as well as the social fabric of New Orleans and along shore. How much damage will this incessant bleeding of oil do to the species and habitat of the area and to the communities that have made much of their living from its exploitation, be it fishing or servicing the rigs? How long will it take for either to recover, regenerate, or renew? What has now taken place in Louisiana and her Gulf neighbors, beyond exposing the inherent risk of drilling offshore at great depth, is the creation of a wave of environmental refugees displaced from their occupations and homes by an anthropogenic event, our intrusion into an environment where it is very, very dangerous to go. We are seeing it in the impact on local fishing, tourism, and associated services. We will be seeing those businesses fail, those communities and families disrupted, those coastal citizens forced to move inland and elsewhere, hoping, like Katrina refugees, to be assimilated into some new life. That this is happening in the most developed nation of the world is the most terrible irony of all. The ocean experts in Paris have been studying these issues for decades. They have warned of indiscriminate exploitation, pursued the explanatory science, defined baselines, developed alternatives, and initiated novel protection and management structures to defend some of the most valuable marine resources in the world. Much of what they have recommended has been implemented by local, regional, and international policy, legislation, and treaty, but most of it has not. If there is a single inhibition to this work, it has been the perceived contradiction between conservation and sustainable practice and economic value and financial return. That argument has persuaded politicians for years, and so we are left with the resultant offset between our need for energy and the true cost thereof. At a time when peak oil is predicted and alternative technology is in accelerated development, Deepwater Horizon is both reality and symbol of a mismanaged political process dominated by the oil companies, their lobbyists, the financial markets, and the shareholders. We have had the knowledge and the technology in place to avoid such catastrophe, but we have not had the political will. This is not new news, of course, but now it is too late to avoid a predictable future. Will we learn anything from this to inform our actions on additional offshore drilling, coastal management, fish stock sustainability, and climate? Will we see anything with new clarity beyond Deepwater Horizon? We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.